Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Intern Anthony, you eat a lot of mozzarella cheese. Your girlfriend super hot, tardy Stephanie, and your little Tesla is bougie.
Hey everybody, welcome to the internship. I'm intern Anthony. Thanks for being here. Episode number 8. Let's get you some college credits for the day. I want to talk today about what a god-awful pain in the ass that I can be to live with and all the different quirks that I have. Part of this internship is me really kind of exposing myself and what an asshole I am, and the things that I manage throughout the day-to-day operations of my life. And I wanted to talk about living with me, with intern Anthony. My parents obviously had to deal with that for 28 years, and now my wife has taken on that wonderful duty of figuring out how to navigate the idea of living with me. I want to walk you through, because we touch a lot on my OCD, I want to walk you through what it's like a day in the life of living with me as a person. The first thing that I do when I come home, it can be beautiful out, it can be pouring, could be snowing, doesn't matter what the weather's like. The first thing that I do, and it pisses my wife off more than anything, is I shut the shades. I don't know why. I just shut them. It could have something to do with the fact that for the better part of the last 10 years, I've lived in basements. You know, before I moved to Staten Island with my parents, we lived in Brooklyn. I had the basement apartment. Then we moved to Staten Island, had the basement apartment again, and there wasn't really a lot of windows. I kind of got used to living with no sunlight. So I guess I kind of like it now, even though it was something that I hated while I was doing it. But the first thing I'll do when I come home is I shut all of the lights. It's pitch black. It's a little depressing. Another thing living with me, and something that my wife's learning to deal with, is the air conditioner. I can have that motherfucker on from August straight through all the way till the next August. It can be mid-December, and I still think you need the air conditioner in the house. If you have any of these quirks and you want to join with me, you want to relate to me, you want to message me about them, vent to me about the situation, hit me up on Instagram at anthony.malerba. But it's got to be very hard living with me. There's an OCD thing that I've done probably my whole life when it comes to living with me and the way that I do things. I'm kind of embarrassed about it because it makes me sound insane, but like if I'll walk into my home, whether it's when I lived with my parents before I got married or now with my wife, when I walk in, if things are in disorder, like if the pillows on the couch aren't straight, or if the sink knob, you know, like the faucet knob is turned the wrong way, or the paper towels are hanging off of the kitchen paper towel holder the wrong way. Even if I come in and I was sitting in traffic and I had to go to the bathroom really bad, but I haven't gotten the chance to go yet, and I'm dying to get in the house, I will hold it and I will clean the entire house to make sure that it's in like tip-top peak performance perfection before I do anything. My wife doesn't agree on the cleaning, though, for me. She tells me that I am a surface cleaner. So that's another bad part to living with me, is that my wife feels that I'm a surface cleaner. Like, I'll clean 3 or 4 times throughout the week, and my wife tells me that I most usually will not get the corners, I won't dust correctly, if I do dust at all. So I'm a surface cleaner, I guess. It's not easy to live with me, and I'm not making any case here for my wife to stay with me. When I watch a movie, I got to make sure that the movie room that I'm watching it in, whether it's living room, bedroom, whatever, it's got to be pitch black. There is no other option to watching a movie. And if you want to disagree with me on that, I dare you to message me on Instagram at anthony.malerba. Tell me if there is another way to watch a movie. Because sometimes we'll sit down for a movie and my wife loves to leave a light on somewhere else in the house so that we know that the rest of the house is still there. I don't get it. I don't get the point to it. I think she likes to make the electric company happy, but whatever. It's her thing to do. I can't do it. Can't watch a movie like that. Now, one of the things that I've rarely ever shared a picture of online, I don't know how much I've shared of this on the air either, and it's kind of embarrassing, is my closet. And I've never gotten the chance to sit down and do a deep dive into just how bad the situation is in my closet. But for all the OCD tendencies that I have, if I could define them in one picture, in one explanation, it would be a picture of my closet. It is not easy to live with me. My closet is color coordinated by season as well. I separate everything, and it's not a big closet. It's a regular sized closet. But if I could organize the clothes in my closet by an Excel sheet, I would. I am a pain in the ass. And this week, the internship podcast is very short, and there's a reason why. I wanted to give you guys the backstory so that you can feel it too, about really what a pain in the ass I am to live with and all the difficulties and challenges that my family have come to see by living with me. Because next week, right here on this podcast, on the internship, my wife will be here. We're going to ask her some serious questions. And if you have any ideas for questions that you want to hear my wife answer, I want you to hit me up on Instagram at anthony.malerba. I will use your questions next week when we talk to my wife right here on the show. It's going to get serious. I'm going to ask serious questions. This is not going to be a joking, haha, fuck around podcast. Because I know that I'm a pain in the ass to be around. I know that it's hard to live with me and all the OCD things that I do. What will my wife have to say? What is she going to reveal that's never been revealed before? On the radio, we're just one big happy couple that love each other. I'm sure there is some shit that's going to get dug up that I myself am not going to like. That is next week on the internship. Join me here. And don't forget, if you have questions for my wife, Stephanie, hit me up on Instagram at anthony.malerba. We will ask them next week right here on the internship.
Intern Anthony, you eat a lot of mozzarella cheese. Your girlfriend's super hot, sorry, Stephanie. And your little Tesla is bougie.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.